You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Happy 4th of July weekend. It's a great time to be here in America, and we are celebrating the 4th of July weekend with the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra. And representing the orchestra is John Curran, a flute player. Welcome, John.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Nice to have you with us. And the publicity manager, Angela DeGatis. Angela, welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
Nice to have you here with us. We're going to find out a lot of things about the Ocean State Summer Pops and where they're playing, when they're playing. But let's start a little bit with each of you. John, tell us a little bit about your background. You're from Cranston, I know that. You can leave that part out. And you're a flute player.
Yes, I've been a flute player forever. I played with the Rhode Island Philharmonic for 39 years, and I left about 6 years ago, I think, and I joined the Rhode Island Philharmonic Community Orchestra and the Ocean State Summer Pops the same year. And I've been having a wonderful time playing with both of them.
And you teach?
Yes, I teach. I taught at Brown for 15 years, and I just left Brown. I stopped that this year, and I teach at the Rhode Island Philharmonic Music School and in my private studio as well.
The Rhode Island Philharmonic Music School in East Providence.
Yes.
The new relatively new facilities, couple of years now. Nice place to be. And Angela, you have not been playing with the Rhode Island Philharmonic for 39 years.
No, I have not. I started playing violin when I was about 5, and so 15 years now, and played in youth orchestras up until I was in high school, and then joined the Ocean State Summer Pops when I was 15, and been playing ever since, so about 5 years.
There you go. So about 15 years of experience playing the violin, and when you decided to play with the Ocean State Summer Pops, do you play with anyone else during the rest of the year? Or
During the rest of the year, I play in a band, mm-hmm. and I go to school at Providence College. So,
yeah. Providence College student, that's great. Mm-hmm. And Angela, about how many people in the orchestra, roughly? Is it 50? Is it 20?
50 to about 60 people.
50 to 60 people?
Yeah.
And all kinds of age range, and from you being 20 years old, probably one of the youngest ones, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's maybe two other girls who are a few years younger than me, but besides that, probably ranges from about 18 to in the 80s.
Wow.
So,
John, we're not going to ask
veterans.
You where you are.
No.
Thank you.
John's not close to that. He's not close.
All right. Well, being the 4th of July weekend, I thought it would be a nice idea to have the Summer Pops in here to get us in the spirit of things. And the first song that we're going to play, first piece of music, is from a CD that was recorded in 2006, and it's called the Summer CD, nicely enough, after the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra. John, America the Beautiful, anything you want to tell us about this?
No, it's just a very wonderful way to start a concert that's close to the 4th of July.
All right, we'll listen to America the Beautiful and then find out some more about the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra.
Thank you.
America the Beautiful. Now we're in that patriotic mood, which is great for this weekend. And we've talked about the size of the orchestra and the age and the amount of people. John, why don't you tell us about the next appearance of the orchestra? Where is that going to be?
Well, the next appearance actually is our first appearance, and it's going to be on July 23rd at 7 o'clock at Rhode Island College, and it's in Sappansley Hall. And some of the good news is that Sappansley Hall is air-conditioned. All of our indoor venues this year are air-conditioned.
So that sounds like great news.
It's a big plus.
Yeah.
And Sappansley Hall has very good, it's stadium seating. It has great sight lines and it has a wonderful sound. It's mm-hmm. a very intimate hall. So it's a great place to hear an orchestra
different
concert.
than Roberts, for example, if people are familiar with that.
Roberts is wonderful, but it's huge. I think it seats 1,400 people, and it's like right. playing in Radio City. This is a much better place for an orchestra to play for a summer pops concert.
Excellent. That's on the 23rd?
Yes, at 7 o'clock.
And Angela, if people want to get tickets to that or find out more information, do you have a website that they can go to?
Yes. The website is ospo.org, OSSPO.org. And we have our whole schedule up there and contact information. And
so they can go online, check that all out, and find out whatever they need to know. And tickets are also available at the door that afternoon, evening?
Yes, they are.
All right, great. So that's July 23rd, Rhode Island College. You don't want to miss the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra. Now, John, you're a flute player, and are there 20 flute players in the orchestra? Two? Eight?
There are. We have four.
Four.
This year. We have.
See how I went right around that?
It's very good, yes.
Four, and is that normal for an orchestra like this?
3 to 4. Generally, a larger orchestra has four, but we have four good players, so we decided to go with four.
Now, the decision about how many flute players or all those kinds of things is handled by whom?
That's the decision of the conductor, Steve Toro.
Steve Toro, and he's been conducting for how long now? A couple of years? 3, 4?
This orchestra since 1993.
Oh, so he's been with it since the beginning in 1993.
Yes.
Excellent. All right. We are going to go to a piece of music that when we were talking about what we should be doing today, Angela was very excited about this next piece, so we'll let you tell us about it.
All right. The next piece is from Walt Disney Pictures' Pirates of the Caribbean, and it is by Klaus Badelt, and it includes melodies called Fogbound, The Medallion Calls, To the Pirate's Cave, The Black Pearl, One Last Shot, and He's a Pirate.
Here we go. We'll listen to Pirates of the Caribbean, take a short break, and be back with more of Angela and John from the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra.
Thank you. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Zullo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Zullo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Zullo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelzulloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with John and Angela from the John and Angela Show that is, we've created here this evening for the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra. John, we've had some conversations about the orchestra, the size and age, and some of the makeup. There are some people that are our students that have gone on to other things from this, right?
Yes. We have a student program, and we encourage very talented young students to audition, and we generally have a couple with the orchestra each year. And it's a really valid experience for these students, I think. Just to tell you about a few people that have been through the program, Michael Mechanic is a bassoonist, and he left the orchestra to go to Juilliard and got his master's degree. And he is right now in the finals for the principal bassoon in the Israel Philharmonic, and I think has been offered a job with the Beersheba Sinfonietta in Israel. Our principal bassist this summer is Joe Bentley, and he's leaving for the Royal Academy of Music in London in the fall to get his master's degree, to graduate work on the bass. And then we have another student, Allison Cody, who just graduated from Seekonk High School, and she's heading off to the Hart College of Music on scholarship as a flute performance major in the fall. So I think this is a lot of good experience for these people.
Sounds great. Great experience for young people. And Angela, as someone who grew up in this, I mean, how long have you been in the orchestra?
In the orchestra for 5 years.
5 years.
Yes.
So all of your quote-unquote older part of your life,
yeah,
as far as that goes. And what is it like? Because I was involved with music and a group when I was 10 years old and grew up in it. And I remember how my relationships were with people that were involved. Someone that's 15 years old coming into the orchestra like this, are these aunts and uncles to you? Are they mothers and fathers? Are they sisters and brothers? How do you look at it?
They're friends and more mentors, in a sense. My stand partner for the past few years has been a wonderful woman named Lori, and she is always giving me little tips and different ways to do things. And my teacher, who I took private lessons with for 10 years once I started playing violin, Hagop Amahian, is our concertmaster. So it's great having him in the orchestra because I'm on a very personal level with him. I've known him for like 15 years now. So I can go up to him, hey, my violin, is something going on? And I just feel very comfortable talking to them. But they definitely are friends, but at the same time, teachers. I look up to them all, so.
That's great. Great experience. All right, we'll get to another piece of music. And this one is going to fit into our Americana theme this weekend for the 4th of July weekend. John, this is what?
This is Shenandoah. Shenandoah is an old Appalachian folk song, and it's just a very beautiful piece, and it's a very fitting piece to play about our country.
All right, here we go, Shenandoah.
Shenandoah.
the beautiful Shenandoah, and a very nice recording. And now, this summer when you're playing, there's going to be some opportunities for, I guess it's at the Little Compton performance, where you're going to be doing the 1812 Overture?
Yes. During the 1812 Overture in Little Compton, the National Guard's Guards of Thunder, they fire cannons. It shocks the orchestra every year. But it's something that's a great experience. It's in the Little Compton Town Commons, and it's Saturday, August 6th at 7 p.m. We encourage people to bring a picnic dinner and a blanket. And there's fireworks at the end of our set, followed by a bonfire. And there's a rain date in the event. It does rain, which is the next day, Sunday, August 7th.
So they get the music, they get the cannon fire, a bonfire after the program, fireworks. Angela will probably be going around with popcorn afterwards.
Yep, throwing it around.
Yeah, just helping everybody with their things. And John, you'll be just signing autographs, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He is famous, I guess.
He is famous, so we'll have John doing that. This sounds like a wonderful event. And the date of that one more time in Little Compton?
Saturday, August 6th at 7 p.m. And if it rains that day, Sunday, August 7th.
August 6th in Little Compton. And whereabouts? Right on the commons there?
Yeah,
area?
Right in the commons. Right. You just follow the signs for the commons and you'll
If you've been
fine.
Down to the center of Little Compton, it's going to be hard to miss. Just find where all the cars are. That's where the action will be. All right. This next piece of music is West Side Story. And everybody knows about West Side Story, so that doesn't really need any introduction. We will play as much of that as possible. It's kind of a long piece. But we'll play as much as possible, then take a short break and be back with more of the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra.
Thank you.
people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Suo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Suo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Suo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuoart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Angela and John from the Ocean State Summer Pops Orchestra. And we've talked about a couple concerts so far, but there's another one in August that we want to mention, which is going to be August 27th in beautiful downtown Woonsocket. Is that right, John?
Yes. This is a wonderful concert. This is the second year that we've been to the Stadium Theater, the air-conditioned Stadium Theater. And it's the only concert venue I've ever been to where you can actually get popcorn in the lobby before you go in to listen to the orchestra
play. See, there's the popcorn
thing. There it is. I'm excited.
You're off the hook, Angela. They'll do it for you.
Yeah,
that's right. Angela can just concentrate on playing the violin that night.
So the concert is also at 7 o'clock at the Stadium Theater. And I don't have the number, but you can... Stadium Theater does have a box office, and you can reserve tickets by calling them.
Yeah, we'll check that out and give you that information in the next segment. That's going to be August 27th in Woonsocket Stadium Theater. And, John, you made a big point of saying all your concerts were going to be air-conditioned. So that's the Rhode Island College venue, the Stadium Theater, and then you've made arrangements for a large air conditioner in Little Compton, I guess.
We're working on it.
Yeah,
I'm in the process of creating that. Don't worry, just a little bit.
Okay, we'll get that covered so you'll be perfectly comfortable, even though you're outside in Little Compton. But we want to keep the hits rolling along here on this 4th of July weekend. And this next piece of music that John and Angela have selected is called The Triumphal March. Tell us about that, John.
Well, I think everybody, when they hear it, will say, oh, I've heard that before. It's from Aida. It's a very exciting and pompous piece. It's almost like a coronation march. Thank you.
That was the Triumphal March. We only had an opportunity to listen to a small portion of it, but if you want the real thing, you have to go to the Ocean State Summer Pops and catch them on all of this music and a lot more. We're only playing some of the things that were recorded back in 2006. A lot of new music coming up on three concerts. That will be July 23rd, August 6th, and August 27th. And we have some information, Angela, about the Woonsocket venue, right?
Yes, the Stadium Theater in Woonsocket. That is our August 27th show. You can buy these tickets at their box office. You can buy them and by calling up. It's 401-762-4545. You can also go there and purchase them, but sometimes it'll be easier over the phone.
Great. All right. And let's give the website for the orchestra one more time for people to take advantage of writing that down.
It is ospo.org. OSSPO.org. And also on the website, you can sign up for our electronic emailing list. It's one of the options once you go onto the website. And that you'll get all the updates about our concerts, if there's any future ones that haven't been booked yet, and all sorts of information.
Excellent. Sign up and be on their mailing list, and you'll find out about upcoming performances. For example, there may be one in November that's coming up.
Possibly.
That type of thing. All right. That'll be great. So that's something you can do. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in to Conducting Conversations to this weekend and being here for the 4th of July celebration. Thank you, John. Great to see you again.
Thanks for having us.
And Angela, nice meeting you.
You too, Mike. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go out with what else on this holiday weekend but Stars and Stripes Forever. Enjoy. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.